Okay, now let's begin our class. Lesson 17.4. What did they do? First, let's listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Lesson 74. Repetition drill. Look at lesson 74. Look and listen. Do not speak. Look at picture 101. Why did he cut himself this morning?
Because he shaved hurriedly.
Look at picture 102. What did he take?
He took a cake.
What did he do with it?
He ate it quickly.
Look at picture 103. What did you give him?
I gave him a glass of water.
What did he do with it?
He drank it thirstily.
Now you answer the questions. Ready? Look at picture 101. Why did he cut himself this morning?
Because he shaved hurriedly.
Look at picture 102. What did he take?
He took a cake.
What did he do with it?
He ate it quickly.
Look at picture 103. What did you give him?
I gave him a glass of water.
What did he do with it?
He drank it thirstily.
Look at picture 104. When did you meet her?
I met her the day before yesterday.
How did she greet you?
She greeted me warmly.
Look at picture 105. Why did you both arrive home late?
Because the bus went slowly.
Look at picture 106. What did the keyboard operators do this morning?
They worked very hard.
Look at picture 107. How did you enjoy yourselves last night?
We enjoyed ourselves very much.
Look at picture 108. How did he swim this afternoon?
He swam very well.
好，我们现在来看图。第一幅图，有一位男士正在刮胡子。当然，从图上可知，他把自己伤到了。原因是他刮胡子刮得特别的快。好，我们一起来读这句话是。He shaved hurriedly this morning and cut himself badly. 好，我们只看图片，试着把句子说下来。He shaved hurriedly this morning and cut himself badly. Okay, next one. 从图上我们可以看到，一个孩子正在妈妈转身的时候拿走了一块蛋糕，所以他怎么样呀？快速的把它吃完了。He took a cake and ate it quickly. 好，你来说。He took a cake and ate it quickly. Okay, next one. 从图片可知，这位男士呢，拿着一杯水，大口的把它喝光了。句子是这样子的。I gave him a glass of water and he drank it thirstily. 只看着图片，我们来讲述一下这句话。I gave him a glass of water and he drank it thirstily. Okay, next one. 我们可以看到两个人在街上 遇见以后打招呼。男士脱下了他的礼帽。所以这句话是这样子的。I met her in the street the day before yesterday, and she greeted me warmly. 好，看着图，我们来描述一下。I met her in the street the day before yesterday, and she greeted me warmly. 从这四幅图中，我们可以看到副词的用法，可以描述动作的快慢，还有对整个事件的时间进行一个补充。下面的四幅图依然如此。 105图。The bus went slowly yesterday afternoon, and we arrived home late. 因为车开得很慢，所以我们到家就有些晚了。看着图，我们来描述一遍。The bus went slowly yesterday afternoon, and we arrived home late. 106图，可以看到两个人正在努力的工作。They worked very hard this morning. 好，看着图来描述。They worked very hard this morning. 107图，宴会上的每一个人都露出了满意的表情。We enjoyed ourselves very much last night. 看着图说。We enjoyed ourselves very much last night. The last picture, 最后一幅图。一位男士正在游泳。He swam very well this afternoon. 好，看图说。He swam very well this afternoon. Now it's your turn. Only look at the picture and try to describe the picture. 现在轮到你，只看着图片，用刚才所学的句子对图片进行描述。好，完成的不错。我们现在来看下面的练习。The example. She smiled.括号里给了我们 pleasant, 显然此处我们要把它变成副词，所以答案是 She smiled pleasantly. 下面有五个练习题。Number one, he read the phrase slowly. Number two, he worked lazily. Number three,She cut herself badly. Number four, he worked carefully. Number five, the door opened suddenly. 现在我们到了自由组合造句的时间，一共有四栏。第一栏，主语 he, she, we.和 the bus. 第二栏全部都是动词短语，有 does not know, read, smiled, went, shaved, drank, grated, worked, enjoyed ourselves. 第三列名词短语主要是用来做动词的宾语， a glass of water,The phrase, me, London. 最后一列是我们今天的重点练习部分，副词。Very hard, hurriedly, slowly, very well, thirstily, warmly, pleasantly, very much. Okay, now let's make our own sentences. The first one.He read the phrase slowly. Number two, she smiled warmly. Number three, we enjoyed ourselves very well. Number four, the bus went to London slowly.当然这只是一些例子，还可以根据自己的实际情况进行更多的搭配。今天的74课我们就学习到这里，感谢大家的收听，下面我们来进行祷告。 Lesson 74 What did you do? 正当美国紧张地进行登月计划时，肯尼迪总统曾造访过 NASA。 总统看到一位地勤人员正在拖地，就问他说 What are you doing? 这位人回答道 I'm sending man to the moon. 乍一听，这位地勤人员答非所问。但是仔细想来，清洁地面也是登月计划中不可缺少的一部分。因为如果地面不整洁，堆满了杂物，那就可能会阻碍到整个计划。所以，这位地勤人员正在努力地进行伟大的登月计划。你正在学习英文，你的学习也正是在努力着提升自己的价值 ，create value in yourself， 也正是努力的赚钱 ，work hard to make money， 也正是在努力的支持着家人 ，support the family， 在养育着孩子 ，raise children。对于许多人而言，养家糊口和贡献社会、服侍人，就是他最终的目标了。显然，服侍他人已经比那些漫无目的、无欲无求的生活好像好了很多。但是，你的人生还有一个更崇高的意义，服侍上帝 ,Save God。这就是现在上帝创造你生命的目的。Fulfill the purpose of your life that God creates。当然，不是所有的事和所有的人，你所服侍的都是在服侍上帝。那么，做什么事情才算是服侍上帝呢？这要看上帝要人做什么事了。上帝要我们去传福音，去告诉人说，上帝已经在耶稣里拯救了罪人，脱离了死亡，脱离了罪，脱离了恶魔的险恶。但是不是只是在教会里传道，在社区里发发福音传单，生硬地把福音读给别人，就是传福音。其实，所有符合这个目的的工作，都是在服侍上帝。比如说，当面包师傅在烤面包时，上帝正借着他创造的优质面包给人吃，上帝就是在拯救人类，脱离饥饿，脱离死亡，这也是上帝让我们做的事情。再比如说，当母亲辅导孩子功课，照顾家人饮食时，上帝正借着母亲照顾孩子，帮助家人去完成上帝的任务，这也是在服侍上帝。再比如说，当你和朋友聊天，上帝正借着你友好而又有趣的话语，建立了一个值得信赖、充满关爱的人际关系，为现在或将来的传福音打好了基础。那么，你这就是在实现上帝的拯救，这就是在服侍上帝。让我们祷告。亲爱的父啊，我的上帝，你已经借着儿子耶稣拯救了所有的世人，并将这个大好的消息传给了我们更多的人。求帮助我们用自己的生命见证你的慈爱，传扬福音，服侍人，服侍上帝，实现我们生命的意义。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。